Well, thank you, Charles, and let me start with a good afternoon. It's always fun to be able to talk to you after lunch. I can't see you, but I hope you're all awake. I'm Craig Herkert, and I have the responsibility for Walmart in the Americas. Walmart's presence in the Americas continues to be a mix of both mature and emerging markets. We have a presence in 10 countries and the island of Puerto Rico that in FY09 delivered over $52 billion in sales. And with our newest addition in Chile, we now have over 400,000 associates in 2,600 stores serving our customers in this hemisphere. Last year when we met in Bahia, Brazil, I told you that the role of the Americas in Walmart is a balance between growth and profits with a laser-like focus on serving the underserved. Today, I'm going to tell you how we've delivered against those commitments. This slide shows that even during a period of global economic slowdown, we are growing. In fact, with the addition of Chile, we've added over 500 new stores and created over 50,000 new jobs. We also continue to grow in a profitable way. As you can see, our operating income increased faster than unit count and sales at a compound annual growth rate of 19%. Growth, I would include that, and this slide does not yet include Chile. And we will continue growing by opening another 400 units across all markets in FY10. Let's take a minute and talk about Chile. Just last month, we became majority shareholder in Distribution y Servicios, known as DNS, the largest food retailer in Chile, with over 34,000 associates and 197 stores with four distinct formats. This is a partnership with Felipe and Nicolas Ibanez, whose father and founder, Manuel Ibanez Ojeda, share the same beliefs as Sam Walton: service, excellence, and respect. Moving into Chile was an important step in implementing Walmart's international strategy of portfolio optimization, global leverage, and winning in every market. It reflects our confidence in the Chilean business climate and allows us to become a significant investor in Chile, a strong and growing economy. It also shows our respect for DNS's strong management and its strong performance. And as we will continue to operate as a Chilean company governed by a board and with Enrique Ostale continuing as president and CEO of DNS. Let's take a minute to share a few of the highlights of the business. The well-known Leader hypermarket sells a range of food, general merchandise, and apparel. And with the Express supermarket format, we will learn a lot about the Chilean food and grocery business. Econo is a small discount format, highly efficient with less than 10 associates per store, and Acuenta, very similar to our bodega format here in Mexico, is a great format for the lower-income segments, better serving the underserved. All of these formats complement our existing portfolio in the Americas, and we look forward to growing this already successful business. Speaking of growth, let's look to the north. 2 years ago, we met in Canada. At that time, we had just opened our first three supercenters. All were in the province of Ontario, and today we have 56 supercenters in three provinces. This represents approximately one in five Walmart stores in Canada. Due to customer response, supercenters will be the Walmart Canada's growth vehicle going forward. And in the coming year, we will complete 25 projects, all either new supercenters or existing discount stores, expanded into supercenters. Here's why. While Walmart Canada has stocked dry goods and basic dairy for many years, the expansion of food into fresh categories has had a powerful effect on our business. And we've made major chain-wide improvements to fashion layouts, service and electronics, merchandising and health and beauty care, and private brand food assortments, just to name a few. This also means we're getting better in the departments that matter most to our customers, such as fashion, where this year we've become the number one Canadian apparel retailer in sales. And in the home division, we've just moved from the focus of just basics to providing our core female customers solutions for the key areas of her home, kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom, all coordinated, all trended right. Clearly, supercenters will continue to be a growth vehicle throughout the Americas. That said, we've also had a laser-like focus on serving the underserved. And last year, you'll recall, we really focused on developing our small formats to serve these underserved customers. stores that come in three sizes in order to best suit the needs of communities where they're located, and all right in the neighborhoods where our customers live and work. We also told you that we'd increase these formats in their current markets and expand them to the rest of the region, and we did. Today, I'm very proud to talk about the fact that we have expanded Todo Dia to now be in four states in Brazil, Bahia, Paraba, Pernambuco, and São Paulo. And Mexico went from just a handful of Bodega Arará Express stores to almost 70 today. We've also taken the Express concept to Argentina and to Puerto Rico. In Argentina, we opened a Chango Mas Express in the San Cristobal neighborhood, not far from Plaza de Mayo in Buenos Aires City. This is a typical neighbor customer. The typical customer in this neighborhood visits two or three times a week and buys only that which is on her shopping list. A majority of these customers are senior citizens. Most live nearby and walk to the store. This formerly abandoned building, the one you see on the left, is now our first Super Ahorros in Puerto Rico, located in the rural community of Villaba. It serves approximately 30,000 residents who formerly had to travel to nearby towns to meet their needs. Like all of our stores, there are no frills. You can see, for example, the windows are open to allow for air movement as we strive to keep our costs low. The store has revitalized the community, not only by creating new jobs and lowering prices for our customers, but also by engaging in community initiatives aimed at greening the community, and also by integrating local Villaba farmers into the local farmer development program, helping them to become future suppliers. Speaking of our customers, due to the economic downturn affecting the region, our customers are counting on our everyday low prices now more than ever. And we are providing low prices with our 10 peso program here in Mexico, which you saw this morning, and in Guatemala, where we rolled back over 1,000 products on our Bajamos Los Precios program. This program includes groceries and personal care items and has gained the acclaim from DIACO, the Consumer Protection Agency in Guatemala. Our private brands are also helping to meet her needs in providing everyday low prices. And in every market, whether it's called Great Value, Equate, Suli, or Nacional, we are saving people money so they can live better with our private brands. Like in Chile, with our opening price point private brand called A Cuenta. We're also continuing to develop our leaders in the Americas as a key part of our strategy is leveraging our global talent. One such leader is Marco Samaha, who was promoted to President and CEO of Walmart Central America in January. You may remember Marcos from last year's meeting in Bahia, where he was the Executive Vice President for Retail Division in Walmart Brazil. In his 9 years at Brazil, he had many roles and has been recognized for his leadership in the successful integration of the Sonai business. We're also looking forward to strong regional coordination and best practice sharing between country presidents in the Southern Cone now that Ezequiel Gomez, who is the president of Walmart Argentina, and Hector Nunez, president of Walmart Brazil, serve along with me and a few others on the board of DNS in Chile. Speaking of Hector, last year he stood before you and committed to launching an e-commerce site in the fourth quarter of 2008, and he delivered on that promise. And I invite you to visit walmart.com.br, where you'll see over 10,000 items, as well as some very Brazilian concepts, such as payment terms you see on the picture here. Considering that we launched the site just 3 months ago and that we're still learning, we like what we see, more than 7 million visitors so far and sales exceeding our own expectations. As I bring this overview to a close, I would be remiss not visiting the topic that is near and dear to me and to all of us here in the Americas, and it's something very important and it's in our DNA, sustainability. In January, we hosted an internal milestone meeting with our colleagues in the Americas where we made commitments to the region. During the meeting, we committed to reducing phosphates in laundry detergents and dish detergents in the Americas by 70% by 2011, and Scott gave me a product I wanted to show you. You'll see it here in the show, those of you here in Mexico. We actually are offering to our customers a phosphate-free detergent here, so it's available today. We have similar products locally made in Brazil as well, so we are committed to bettering our environment. And we also committed to reducing packaging by 5% by the end of 2013. Here you can see the Brazilian product that launched by Química Ampare. We're also making strides in packaging reduction. Here you can see a can of Sustex Instant Formula. By reducing the packaging on this one product by 16%, we'll save over 1,200 kilograms of steel each year. Last fall, Lee Scott committed that Walmart would reduce its global plastic shopping bag waste by an average of 33% by 2013. All of the countries in the Americas are working towards this goal. This means that countries such as Nicaragua are now selling reusable bags made from recycled bottles. And we're also working on ways to help our consumers adapt to using them. So you'll see a variety of consumer education campaigns such as Attitude Consciousness in Brazil and famous singers such as Daddy Yankee in Puerto Rico helping promote the conversion to these new bags. Finally, we continue to leverage the best practices in the United States and around the world as we add more eco-efficient stores to our portfolio. We are doing this at the Canovanas Supercenter in Puerto Rico, which focuses on the reduction of energy use and on water consumption. And at the Walmart Canada's new supercenter in Burlington, Ontario, that incorporated a geothermal heating and cooling system in its site. In the Campino store that gathers the largest number of sustainable initiatives Walmart Brazil has ever implemented in any of its buildings, and expects to reduce energy consumption by at least 25% and water consumption by 40%. And right here in Mexico, we have a Bodega Aurrera whose roof is covered with solar panels. You'll hear more about this store and other sustainability initiatives here in Mexico from Arul Aguayas a little bit later. In closing, we're going to continue to deliver profitable growth by providing the right products and the right price and the right place for our customers throughout the Americas. And now I'd like to bring to the stage Eduardo Solórzano, President and CEO of Walmart Mexico. Thank you.